We are a large group of parents and children gathered on a grassy field to begin the soccer season. The children, kindergartners clad in sweatpants and shin guards, hop and kick and do charming little soccer drills. The parents stand off to the side doing what they do best, organizing. As one parent takes charge, my husband and I exchange nervous glances. My heart begins to pound. "Okay," she says, "what are we going to do about snacks?" She said it, snacks. Immediately the other words, juice boxes, baggies, cookies, come bouncing out like so many soccer balls. I panic like a dolphin caught in a tuna net. How do I get out of this? I stand here among my peers, the only parent utterly and completely unwilling to bring a snack, not even one goldfish cracker. Oh, but what if the children should get hungry? What if the children should have a desire unfulfilled? This is, after all, an entire hour. Heaven forbid our little American angels should use the time to develop the teeniest, tiniest shred of understanding about the way much of the world lives. In Sri Lanka, kids scour garbage sites hoping for leftovers. In Ethiopia, whole families trudge miles to a feeding station. If our kids get hungry enough, they might eat something terrible like lasagna with mushrooms. Okay, it's possible that snacks are not the root of all evil. It's even likely that snack parents have good intentions. And don't get me wrong, food is wonderful. We eat it every day in my home. And despite my comments, my daughter does snack. But she does so without fanfare and without much help from me. For those of us fortunate enough to be in the middle class, teaching gratitude amidst American abundance is a chronic struggle. There is a constant stream of things flowing at our kids. Game Boys, portable televisions, $100 athletic shoes. We want our children to be happy and secure, but we also want them to feel kinship with those who have little. Sure, by itself, a Ziploc bag of edible teddy bears at a soccer game is harmless. But added to our consumption-crazed culture, it becomes just one more symbol of indulgence.